Believers have a different way of living. Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 to 21. Let us turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 to 21. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. Singing, make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Whichever living creature it is, it has its own way of living. Fish live in water. If it leaves water, it would die. Trees live by placing roots in the ground. The deeper it lays its roots, tree becomes bigger. Human beings live by putting feet on the ground, but we need to look upon God when we live. So the Greek people said human beings are anthropos. It means humans are beings that look upon the things above. So it has been said in Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1 like this. Since, then, you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. In other words, it is looking upon God that is above us. For human beings, as the souls are in the bodies, when we look upon God that is above us, we get to enjoy peace, wisdom, and we would be guided by the Holy Spirit. So, it has been said in Colossians, chapter 3, verse 2 like this. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. The way to live as believers is that at all times, we need to long to love God, long to ask for the grace of God and worship Him, as well as give the glory to God. In Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 15, Paul said like this to the people of the church in Ephesus. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise but as wise. And Paul introduced three ways of living as believers. First of all, he said, make the most of the time. Let us read verse 16. It says, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. The owner of time is God. A saying, make the most of every opportunity, means make the most of the chance given, or use the time wisely. It has this kind of meaning. An opportunity is a time that God has especially given us. An opportunity is not the time that would stay with me forever. We need to know that the time is not mine and there is an owner of it separately. We are the servant of time. A servant means a manager. The owner of time is God. Therefore, we should not waste our time. We are servants and also the managers of time. The owner of time is God. Therefore, we should not waste time. People treat money more preciously than they treat time. But we cannot buy time with money. People know how to save money, but they do not know how to save time. We can earn money again, but we are unable to find time that has passed. We all were given the same amount of time, and depending on how we use our given time, the value gets different. People need three kinds of time. Firstly, there is a time to work. Earnestly, whether it is going to work or running the business, we need to work. Being lazy is an evil. Secondly, it is a time for our family life. Someone says that he or she achieved success but family was broken. We at times see that children go sidetracked, and it is such a great pity. Thirdly, it is a time of communion with God. People do not know that when they claim that they are busy, they are getting disconnected with God and getting distant from having a relationship with God. We sometimes are busy without knowing it. Saving time is increasing added value of time. We need to have wisdom in using the time, but as a quality, no as a quantity. 5 minutes of time for an emergency patient that is about to cross the line of life and death is more important than 100 hours of other person. 5 minutes of student that is preparing to go into the university is more precious than 100 chatting hours of students. Using time qualitatively is a wisdom. It has been said that 90% of success in life depends on management of time. Benjamin Franklin, that is famous in the history of the US, said that if you love your life, then do not waste your time. Time is an ingredient to make life. When he was running a bookstore, one young man asked for a discount. Franklin said no. Even though Franklin said no, This man continued to ask for a discount and he did not put the price down but lifted the price up. The customer that got angry asked the owner, "How could you do that?" The owner answered him like this, "You took my time away continuously. I have no other way but lift the price up." After that, the customer felt embarrassed and gave him the money as the owner asked him. That is right. Time is life. Wasting time is wasting the life. As rain droplets gather together to make a pond, a river and a sea, time as well, if we gather 1 second, 1 minute, a day, a year, 10 years, 30 years, that is how we exist. Satan attacks time. Satan causes us to spend time on unimportant things and makes us waste time. We waste time when we cannot say no to things that we should say no to. We cannot please everyone. We need to reject things appropriately. Choose the priority of time. There are tasks that we need to do urgently and there are tasks that can be done slowly. There are tasks that must be done and there are tasks that can be delayed. There are compulsory tasks and there are optional tasks. Making the most of the opportunity is wisdom. Time does not stay still for us. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them.'" It says that we should live the life knowing that there is a time of judgment at the end for sure. In Romans chapter 12, verse 11 as well, it says like this, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord." All of these are the warnings that we should use the time wisely. Dostoevsky, one of the greatest writers in Russian history, was sentenced to death for plotting a civil war at the age of 28. On a freezing cold day, which was about minus 50 degrees low, he was dragged to the execution ground and was tied to the pillar. Having an execution time in mind, he saw a watch and he only had 5 minutes to live on this land. So he decided to use 2 minutes of this time for saying goodbyes to people that came to the execution ground together with him. He decided to the other 2 minutes in thinking about the time that he spent till then. He decided to use the very last minute in thinking about the nation that he lived in and about the people of this nation. Like this, saying last goodbyes took him 2 minutes of time. As he was thinking about sorting his life out, he thought about the last minutes he had. After 3 minutes, where would I be and where would I go? He began to worry and he began to shake. After 3 minutes, where would my life go? If I could live once again, I would use it valuably. He heard the sound of preparing the gunshot for execution. At that moment, there was a noise in execution ground. One soldier shook the white handkerchief and shouted, "Stop the execution." The soldier that came to the execution ground said that he came by the special order of the emperor. This way, Dostoevsky was waived from execution and he lived his life away in Siberia. He said that as he lived away in Siberia, he thought about the life deeply at all times. After that, he remembered the time when he thought about his last 5 minutes before execution and he wrote his writings to the best of his abilities. Later he was able to leave masterpiece novels such as Crime and Punishment as well as The Brothers Karamazov alike. Make the most of every opportunity. The days are very evil. We should live according to the will of the Lord. Let us look at verses 17 to 19. It says, "Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord." What is the will of the Lord? Let us look at verse 17. It says, "Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." A word, will, comes up here 50 times. The will of the Lord is the heart of God and God's wish for the human beings. We need to understand this will of God and live differently. But there are two kinds of misunderstandings about this will of the Lord. The first one is that when you make a choice, we already made up a decision and then we pray. We then conclude that this is the will of God. The other one is that we regard every result as the will of God by all means. This is extremely dangerous. Saying that everything is the will of God and not asking for the will of God deeply is extremely dangerous. The Holy Spirit is not like that. With a heart that is like a white paper, he wants us to be near the Word of God, and he wants us to be guided by the Holy Spirit as we pray. Holy Spirit allows us to know the heart of God that is like this, and he guides us to be in the truth deeper and deeper. In the 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God." In other words, the Holy Spirit allow us to have wisdom so that we would know the heart of God, will of God, and the plan of God. In John, chapter 16, verse 13, it says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." That is right. When we are guided into Jesus, that is the truth, deeply, we are able to live a Christian life that is holy and sacred, that differentiates what is the will of God or not. Also, it is about living a life that is fully filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us look at verse 18. It says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." Alcohol makes a person to be drunk, which leads to debauchery. Being drunk means debauchery that puts a life to be in disorder. Debauchery is living a life without a purpose. We should not live a life the way that we want, but the way God wants. So Paul described a life living without a purpose as a life living as drunk. Debauchery does not have a life plan. Even when building a doghouse, people draw a building draft. Before we decide to become something, we should have a plan. Debauchery is about losing the direction of life. Rather than having a speed, direction is important. Rather than going quickly, going correctly is important. We should be filled fully with the Holy Spirit. Being fully filled by the Holy Spirit means we are controlled by the Holy Spirit. Dr. A.W. Tozer mentioned that being fully filled with the Holy Spirit means holy enthusiasm and passion of God are flaring from deep inside. From the moment that we are fully filled with the Holy Spirit, the life that I was the owner of changes to be the life that God is the owner of. I also get to understand that I am a manager of all the belongings I have, but God is the owner of everything. I get to ask the Holy Spirit first of all about my life, rather than my own thoughts in all things. God becomes the absolute priority in life. The 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God." The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom. Paul said that the Holy Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. In other words, the Holy Spirit is well aware of the heart of God, the will of God, and the plan of God by the wisdom. The one of characteristics of people that are fully filled with the Holy Spirit is that they understand the will of the Lord and they live according to the will of the Lord. Also, it is about giving thanks to God as we live. Let us look at verses 20 to 21. It says, "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Thanksgiving becomes a measure of happiness. Let us look at verse 20. It says, "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul confesses that he always gives thanks to God. Always means, in whatever circumstances he is in, when things are going well and also when things are not going well, not only when he has healthy but also when he is ill. Thanksgiving to Father God is a confession of Paul. In the Bible, Job was like that, Habakkuk was like that, and also Paul was like that. Have a look at the people of the early church. After they experienced the grace, everything in life was about thanksgiving. Some time ago, there was a pastors' conference in Houston. A very weak person came out every time and served rice as a volunteer. His pastor confessed to me in tears when he mentioned his name to me. He does not know when this deacon will collapse as he has this incurable disease, but he comes out like that and serves others, in giving thanks. A confession of that deacon was like that. "I still have this little bit of energy left, so being able to serve is something that I am very grateful for. Otherwise, I would complain and be depressed, in waiting for the time of death," but his face was bright and full of thanksgiving. It seemed as if I was looking at the face of the Lord when I saw his face. True thanksgiving is that we do not give thanks only when we are in good conditions, but when we realize about the grace of God, we are able to confess the true gratitude. That is right. The fruit of grace is restoration of gratitude. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, believers have a different way of living. Believers that received grace do not waste time. At all times, they ask for the will of the Lord and long to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Let us ask the Holy Spirit for our ways also. As a blind person cannot walk a step straight ahead without having a walking stick, we need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And let us live by giving thanks. It is not about conditional thanksgiving, but it is about giving thanks at all times. When we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we would be able to gain wisdom, bear good fruit, and we would be able to reach the heaven. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.